On the March 13th edition of WNA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News about the field of 65 in the upcoming NCAA basketball tournament. Jed and Mike went in depth on a range of topics, from the myth of the mid-major snub to the strength of the ACC.
Mike, as you know, on the CBS broadcast every year, Billy Packer has the big theme that he's harping on, and it seemed like yesterday it was sort of the decline of the mid-major at-large bid. Is that a bogus notion? I mean, I think maybe we're blowing that out of proportion because of the George Mason run, and Mike, wasn't that the aberration, not the rule, and now we're seeing the playing field level out as it should on any given year?
It's not so much that, Jed, as the fact that CBS, the case that CBS presented was a complete and total lie. It was a lie. It was an absolute scam, because what they were doing was they were categorizing all teams that are not part of the BCS football leagues as mid-major. Now, 3-4 years ago, that included Louisville. That includes Cincinnati. It still includes Memphis, obviously. But, I mean, those are the teams that were in the category they were talking about. So in 2004, when they had their 12 and they acted like that was the high times for the mid-majors, Louisville was one of those teams. Louisville pays Rick Pitino $2.5 million a year. That's like the whole athletic budget for the entire Big South Conference. That's not mid-major. That's ridiculous.
So they were perpetuating a total misnomer last night.
It was a complete lie. So let me tell you, in 2004, you know how many real mid-major teams made it as at-large teams?
No.
One. Southern Illinois made it, was a 9-seed. Everybody else that was in there was from one of the next-tier leagues, Atlantic 10, Mountain West, WAC, Conference USA. Most of the teams that made it have huge arenas, fairly well-paid coaches, big fan bases, decent football programs. I mean, that's what you're talking about. So what they put up there was a complete fabrication. This year, we have three true mid-majors that made it as at-large. Not, you know, forget about Xavier and Nevada and those teams. Those are marginal sort of either-or kind of things. They all, you know, but the true mid-majors, the ones that are dealing with limited budgets, et cetera, very little TV exposure, we had Butler get in, and they were seated fifth. We had Southern Illinois get in, seated fourth, and we had Old Dominion get in. They were treated much better this time around, by far, than they were in 2004. And all those teams got, especially Butler and Southern Illinois, they got seeded 4 and 5. It has been 9 years since we had a team, a true mid-major team, seeded as high as fifth on the bracket. They are getting treated better than ever. And you know why? Because they earned it. But no one's handing them anything, and no one's certainly taking it away.
Whew, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News as we talk about the NCAA tournament. Mike, on to UVA and the ACC. Let's start with the conference as a whole. It gets in 7 bids, and I look at the seeding. Virginia struggles down the stretch, losing to NC State, Wake Forest, and Miami, and gets a 4. Boston College sputtered miserably down the stretch, gets a 7. Duke gets a 6 with all of its struggles. Mike, I know the ACC was a very good, very balanced league. Was too much value placed on that league over the weekend?
Because I think it's the best league. And when I watched that game on Friday after, was it Thursday afternoon, excuse me, the game between Clemson and Florida State, that was high level. We're talking about two teams that didn't even get in. And they were really good basketball teams. And if either or both had a lot more discipline on offense, the willingness to make more than one pass before taking a shot, they'd both be in this thing. They are very talented teams. It's hard to beat teams like that. So if you finished at the top of that league, as Virginia did, you get some credit. Yeah, and maybe a teensy bit more than they earned based on the things that you talked about. But they won that league. And some of that schedule and all that sort of thing, they had to win some big games against good teams to win that league, because there's virtually nothing in that league but good teams.
Mike D., now we're sort of getting into projection mode here, but Virginia on Friday gets an Albany team that wasn't even seeded number one, had to go to Vermont to win the America East Conference Tournament, did so by 1 at the buzzer. They get a 13, and then on the other side is the winner of Tennessee and Long Beach State. If you're a Cavalier fan, how do you feel about that draw overall?
I think it's pretty good. I think that if you're going to get a 13, certainly you'd rather have Albany than a team like Holy Cross. You'd rather have them, much rather have them than Davidson or New Mexico State. New Mexico State has some serious talent. Davidson is maybe the best coach team in the tournament, terrific player in Stephen Curry. So that's a terrific seed line, and I think that they've got the best bargain there. So if you're Virginia, your task is show up, play hard. And if you do those two things, you should win. And I think with Tennessee, you couldn't be matched against Vatek. That's not allowed.
Right.
And you'd rather have Butler, because Butler doesn't have great talent. But I don't think it's a raw deal or a tough deal to get Tennessee. Maybe you'd rather have Southern Cal, because Southern Cal is a little bit flightier as a team. But out of those two teams, Southern Cal's the one that got to their conference final, and Tennessee's the one that lost to a team that didn't even make the postseason. So I'd say although I've picked Tennessee to win over the Cavs, I still think certainly UVA has a very good chance to advance there.
Mike, final thought on the ACC here. There's only one truly elite team, it looks like, on paper in the Atlantic Coast Conference. That's North Carolina. So no surprise that maybe half the brackets out there have Carolina in the Final Four. But excluding North Carolina, which team, playing the way they are right now with the draw that they have, which other team in the ACC do you think has the best chance to make a pretty deep run here?
I think it's Duke. I know that they have their problems, and I know people don't like this team. But what I like about it is this team fights. This team is never out of the games it plays. They have gone eye to eye with every team in their league, and they've won on more occasions than they've lost. I think they're the team that, and they've got the best player out of those teams, dude. Maybe not the best star player or whatever in terms of all conference this particular year, but the most talented in Josh McRoberts. Mm-hmm. And I think Josh has played pretty well in the last a month or so. I've liked what he's done. I think he's become more aggressive offensively. And I didn't obviously think that they played well in that state game, but Gerald Henderson would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
He may not have made him win, but he'd have made a difference. So I like their draw. I don't think that Pitt's playing particularly cohesively right now or with great confidence. And I think that's a game that Duke can hang in and win in the end. And I frankly, although I sent out a lot of respect for the ACC before. Right now, my bracket doesn't have anybody but Carolina, Maryland, and Duke advancing to the Sweet 16. Certainly, Vatek can. They have the ability to. I'm bothered by how in and out they are. I just cannot reconcile their performance in the ACC tournament because they just were better than the team they were playing. I mean, they should have been able to win. And they just were not. They just couldn't get it going. And I just couldn't understand that. They were getting good shots and they couldn't make them. I didn't like the lack of precision that I saw in that game.
And Mike, that seems to be the problem with Tech all year. They lose to Western Michigan, they lose to Marshall, and then they can go off and sweep North Carolina. Explain that to us, please.
I can't. I really can't. If you look at their players, they've got good players. They've got excellent guards, so they've got them in the right spots. Darren Washington is as talented as just about anybody and has a chance to be a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they go up and they go down to Tampa the other night, and they just totally are not there. And after they'd already seen Maryland do the exact same thing, they saw Maryland do that, and so they had their forewarning, and they still go out and do it themselves. I had a hard time with that.